That takes us to 8:48 in the morning. Time to break some very big news here on KPFA. I don't know if we've done an adequate job of building the tension. Cat Brooks is not going to be hosting on these airwaves for the next 6 months and 4 days at a minimum. Cat Brooks, would you care to tell them why?
I would. Not used to being on this side anymore. So for the last 6 to 12 months, that's 12 months, people from various sectors of the community, labor, grassroots activists, teachers, pastors, spiritual folks, have been suggesting that perhaps I should consider a run for the mayor of Oakland. And I said, no, 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 no. And then I said, yes. And so today I am announcing officially my candidacy for the mayor of the city of Oakland.
So this is your declaration?
This is my declaration.
You are now a mayoral candidate.
I am now a mayoral candidate.
That means you are no longer a host and you are a guest for the remaining 10 minutes of this program.
Yes, it does.
So folks, in accordance with our internal policies and the regulations we face as an FCC licensed non-commercial broadcaster, we will be reaching out to all other candidates for the mayor of Oakland and offering them a chance to do an interview in the next few days. I say that by way of fairness. Cat Brooks, having just broken the news on KPFA, what kind of campaign is this? Are you running to win or are you running to make a point?
Both and. It's not a zero-sum game, right? So at first I thought about running to not to make a point either. It's not to make a point. It's to organize the masses of Oakland who can't afford to purchase power in City Hall, right? It's about unhoused voices. It's about black voices that are being pushed out. It's about immigrant voices. It's about poor voices. It's the people that have, for the last 4 years, borne the brunt of a neoliberal mayor who has put development over people. And Oakland has been on the vanguard of resistance. For decades, we continue to be in the vanguard of resistance, and it is in Oakland where we can demonstrate to the country what resistance looks like. And so this is a people's campaign. Again, I didn't make the decision to run on my own. I was asked to run by the people. This is about talking about the housing crisis like the epidemic that it is. This is about challenging the fact that the Oakland Police Department is set to clock $30 million of unauthorized, unbudgeted funds in overtime. This is about the fact that we've got a police department with a legacy of rape and murder. This is about the fact that we've got development policies that are pushing black and brown people and poor people out of the city of Oakland. And how do we galvanize those voices and organize those voices so that win, lose, or draw, we have an organized base to push for saving the soul of the city of Oakland.
What's your top priority?
I bet you could guess that one. Is diverting, not completely eliminating, but diverting. The Oakland Police Department gets 50% of the general fund. Or just think about that. 50% of the general fund to not keep us very safe. And so what does it look like if we take half of that, if we take 25% of the general fund that the OPD gets and we redirect that to housing, to education, to job training programs? That's a whole new Oakland. That's prevention. When are we going to get to a place in the city, in the state, in this country where we're focused on prevention rather than criminalization and incarceration? It's time to change. It's time to turn the tables. And that's not what Cat Brooks says. That's what mountains of research says keeps communities actually safe.
Yeah. Every time I talk to someone in Oakland, there's like two things that come up. One is the extent to which the rents are skyrocketing.
Yep.
The other is the extent to which the homeless encampments that are now under every freeway pass
yep.
are sprawling out. Let's take them one at a time. A quarter of the police budget is a lot of money. It is not enough to house everybody in deed-restricted affordable housing. What do you think city government can and should do about the cost of housing?
So I don't buy the argument because of what I just said earlier, just a moment ago, that OPD is set to clock $30 million in unauthorized overtime. We have the money. We're just not directing it. We need to be dealing with the unhoused crisis in the city like a bomb dropped into the middle of our city. Because it did. A gentrification bomb has dropped into the center of the city of Oakland. And we need to be redirecting all of our resources. We need to build 4,000 affordable units tomorrow. Right. There should be nothing else that we're talking about in terms of what we're doing with city dollars than housing our unhoused residents. And I don't understand how any humane, socially conscious government anywhere in the country, not that Oakland is unique, there are unhoused populations exploding everywhere as the wave of gentrification rides America. But But we have to take a stand. We have to take a stand on the side of our most vulnerable residents.
If you started the process of building 4,000 units tomorrow, it would be years before they were actually constructed, ready to move into. What about the encampments in the meantime?
So in the meantime, we need to be providing our encampments with bathrooms, with portable showers, with medical support. We need to be with heaters, you name it. We need to be ensuring that it is the most humane possible living conditions and stop sending police to destroy encampments and terrorize people that don't have homes to sleep in.
What do you say to a neighbor who says, I agree with that in principle, this encampment in my neighborhood is not in a good spot. I don't want my kid stepping over needles on their way home from school.
Well, that's the part. So that's the part of the city is to aid and abet, right, folks in the camps to keeping the camps clean. Like, we can redirect resources to doing that. But no, we don't get to say in Oakland that our neighbors, our brothers, our sisters, our siblings, our persons, 80% of whom, of the 3,000 people that are asleep on these streets, were formerly housed people in Alameda County. We don't get to say to them that you don't get to be here because I don't feel like looking at you. If you don't feel like looking at your unhoused neighbor, then pull up your sleeves, pitch in, and do the work of getting unhoused people housed.
So homeless people living under the freeway overpasses, that's the extreme case of the housing crisis. Then there are the tens of thousands of people who are one rent hike or one Ellis Act away from being on the streets or out of Oakland or choosing between the two themselves. What would you do to protect people who are in place and precarious?
I think we need to strengthen and increase voter protections, excuse me, tenant protections. I think as a city, we need to get, I really support and appreciate what Rebecca Kaplan has done in terms of throwing full support behind the repeal of Costa Hawkins, and we need to close loopholes for landlords.
What about right to counsel, like San Francisco's considering? Everybody who's facing eviction gets a lawyer paid for by the city.
I'm with it.
She's taking positions right now, folks.
That's a no-brainer. I'm with it.
So, like, bigger question. You identify and have identified on this program as a police abolitionist. As mayor, you would be in charge of a large police department. Can you be those two things at once?
Absolutely. Where can we practice abolition in our day-to-day lives now, right? Like, where do we not need to involve police? Police should not be the solution to every single issue. And I've said constantly and consistently for anybody that's listening to me on a regular basis that it's radical reform on the way to abolition. That's why diverting 25% of those general funds to things that actually keep people safe and on the preventative end, that's one step towards that, right? Like, we should be actively walking away from militarized policing and incarceration. You know, people say, well, what about how are we going to keep safe? Let's evaluate what that means, right? The homicide solve rate for the Oakland Police Department is just a little over 30%. Right? We just saw that horrible story and people take it in a bunch of ways. You know, that I don't know why it was headline news because it happens to Oaklanders every single day in terms of property crimes, right? The cars, et cetera, get broken into on a consistent basis. What does it look like to redirect funds to community ambassadors? What does it look like to train up community members for community safety while at the same time, right, reforming and holding accountable and making transparent the Oakland Police Department finally for the first time in that department's history?
Yeah. Could you ever see yourself? I'm going to engage in a hypothetical here. The police shoot someone. There is irrefutable video evidence that that person was shooting at the police first. Could you ever see yourself saying that was a justified use of force?
I can see myself saying we need to be having conversations about compassionate policing and continuing to ask the question that if we can take Nicholas Cruz, if we can take Timothy McVeigh, if we can take Dylan Roof, and the list goes on of white men with guns who commit egregious crimes, if we can find a way to de-escalate and take them to jail alive, that there is no reason why police can't do that in more and more, if not every single situation.
Another hypothetical, you talked about the campaign as an organizing effort. Let's say you don't win. What is left of your campaign? What endures starting the day after Election Day?
Hopefully a base of 10,000 people mobilized around an agenda for progressive Oakland.
All right. Kat Brooks, I don't know if I can even wish you luck because we're a 501c3 and I am a broadcaster. I can say I admire you. I have enjoyed the hell out of every day we work together. And I am looking forward to working with you again in the next 6 months to 8 years.
Thank you, Brian.
Kat Brooks was the host of Upfront. She will be the host on leave of Upfront for at least the next 6 months and 4 days. She just declared on this radio program that she is running for mayor of Oakland. In the interest of fairness, we will be reaching out to every other person who is running in that race to offer them equal airtime within the next week. For now, that does it. Upfront airs weekday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on KPFA. You can find archives of the show at kpfa.org. Get in touch by emailing us at upfront@kpfa.org. A big thanks to our producers on today's show, Corinne Smith and Lucy Kang. Our engineer, Kirsten Thomas. Hosts are Salima Hamarani on Fridays. And me, Brian Edwards-Teeker, kind of lonely here. A big thanks as well to our intern, Justin Golden, to Mitch Jeserich and Eileen Alfandary. Stay up and stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming your way at 9 a.m. We'll be right back.